Good morning, Exotic. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Oh, hi, Brock. This is Karen with the little dove, Yeah, we are stuck on the major highway. Typical Brisbane. I might have to try and reschedule or something because we're definitely not going to make it by 10:30. That's for sure.
Okay. Well, what's your ETA? Do you know how long you'll be?
I think it said 10:56.
Okay.
So I think you said you had something at 11.
Yeah. Look, what I'll do is I'll still come down. Like definitely, I guess. I'll just be doing surgery and stuff. But we can do like a drop off almost. So we can if you leave him here and that just gives me time to still look at him. We might not be able to do the consultation face to face, but I can assess him and then we can talk on the phone about what special features. But and even if you wanted to just go get a coffee or grab some lunch or something after you drop him off, I'm sure there should be some time there as well, rather than go all the way back.
Well, I've got to go to the airport at 1. I've got to be at the airport by 1, so I could pick him up on the way back through. That won't be until probably, what is it now, he gets in at 1. It probably won't be until about maybe 2, depending on traffic.
Sure. Yeah, look, there's no extra charge. Like, if he just has to stay, like, a little bit longer in his cage and stuff, that's fine. Like, we can just give him some food and water. But that might be, I think that might be a better option as we just still get him seen today, but still made all the effort to come down. We'll just have to just fit him in between the stuff.
Sorry, yeah. I mean, we're doing good time, but it's just, as usual, the traffic's just ridiculous. So, all right, well, no, that'll be fine if I can call back in and pick him up just in the afternoon.
Yeah, we'll talk on the phone definitely, Karen. Like, if he has something they commonly get, like, this bacterial disease that cause like hepatitis and eye swelling and stuff. So, we'll chat about if he's well enough to go home and stuff. But if we feel like he needs to stay with us as well, we'll chat about that too. But that's good to know we've got a plan if he's good to go. But yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. All right. So you said 10:50 or so, about 11.
Yeah, it's got me down. As what time has it got? Oh no, it's got 11:08.
Okay. Just keep going.
I was going to say, is there another appointment like tomorrow or something I can do? Later in the day, maybe, at about 11:30 or something.
I think we're honestly totally booked, Karen. Let's have a look.
Saturday.
We have times on Saturday at 9 a.m., but we can do the 9 a.m., just as long as he's eating. So have you seen him eating seed? Is he passing any sort of actual food?
He was. Oh, okay. No, it's obviously a massive crash. That's okay. There's a whole heap of cops and ambulance. I don't know what the hell's going on. He ate last night and he had a bit of drink of water. I haven't seen him eat this morning.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, we definitely should see him today then. Because,
I'll get him in as soon as I can. I don't know what's going on here. There's multiple. Oh, it's bad. I'll bring him down then and then we'll try and work it out. But I'm so sorry. It feels so bad.
No, it's all good.
Well.
Happens. Yeah. It's all good. All right. We'll make sure we see him today. We're going to get him fixed up. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
See you soon.
We'll be there. Bye.